Dennis Quaid is voting for Donald Trump, weaponization of the justice system against him, a challenge to our Constitution. By David Ng on May 28, 2024. Hollywood veteran and Reagan movie star Dennis Quaid said he will vote for former President Donald Trump in November, citing the weaponization of the U.S. justice system against Trump that he said represents a threat to the Constitution. In an interview with Piers Morgan that dropped online Tuesday, Dennis Quaid spoke about his support for Trump. "I think I'm going to vote for him in the next election, yes, I am," the actor said. "I was ready not to vote for Trump until I saw what is. More than politics, I see a weaponization of the justice system and a challenge to our Constitution." He continued, "Trump is the most investigated person probably in the history of the world. And they haven't been able to really get him. Watch below." When asked if he likes Trump personally, Quaid said he sometimes cringed when Trump was on the campaign trail back in 2016 and 2020. "But as president, the only thing I liked was everything he did," the actor said, citing Trump's hardline stance toward American adversaries overseas. "He stands up to people and that's what makes him a leader. People might call him an asshole, but he's my asshole," he continued. "I really feel he is working for the American people. That's what he is all about. I do believe that to be true and sincere." As for Biden, Quaid said, "I don't think he's at the helm. I don't feel he's there. I feel he says things to get votes, and not that he truly believes in them." Quaid also spoke about his upcoming movie Reagan, which is set to open August 30th in cinemas. In the interview, Quaid also praised actress Demi Moore, with whom he stars in The Substance, an ultra-gory body horror movie that recently premiered to great acclaim at the Cannes Film Festival, where it won the Screenplay Award. The Substance is expected to open in September. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.